Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 23. This chapter has six psukim in it. This chapter also corresponds to what's written in Shmuel Aleph parak 22. For more information, check out the Tanakh Daily archives found at the bottom of the email. This chapter is arguably the most famous in all Tehillim. Although it's short in size, it's deep in message. David starts this parak by comparing himself to God's sheep. Just like a shepherd takes care of everything his flock needs, so too God took care of all David's needs. Rashi and others explain David said this parak when he ran away from Sheol to the forest of Cheres. The Medrash Tehillim explains the forest of Cheres was barren as Cheres, earthenware, meaning David found himself in a dangerous forest exposed to the elements with no water. David was in the valley of the shadow of death, but yet Hashem did a kindness for him and provided him with fresh water and protection. The Medrash Tehillim adds, God gave him a taste to the world of the world to come, which lifted David's spirits. David relates feeling comforted by the fact Hashem is his shiftecha umeshantecha, rod and staff. The parak ends with David thanking Hashem for anointing him with the Shemen HaMishcha, special oil that was used to anoint the king's head with. David asks God for goodness to follow him and to dwell in the house of God for his entire life. In Pasuk Aleph, David starts with the words, Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar. A psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. For starters, the Malbim explains, David said this part of the Tehillim when he was a young shepherd. David would regularly engage in hespoidedus. Hespoidedus comes from the word bodade, meaning isolation or being alone. David would spend all day in the field taking care of the sheep in isolation. He would speak to Hashem about whatever was on his mind and heart. By doing so, his mind, thoughts, and heart would be completely isolated and set aside for God. All of Tehillim are David's personal conversations he had between himself and the Creator. The practice of hespoidedus is essential to Judaism. Taking time every day to sit alone, undistracted from the outside world, and just simply speak with Hashem in the way of David. Our lives are so full of distractions. When was the last time you sat alone, by yourself, with no cell phone, no safer, or anything else? Just you and yourself and God. There's no wrong way to engage in personal prayer. I would recommend by taking 5 minutes every day to sit with no distractions, by yourself, no cell phone, and to speak with God. Even if you find yourself with nothing to say, the mere fact you prepared yourself to sit in front of God for 5 minutes is valuable in the eyes of Hashem. Try it. What are you waiting for? The Medrash Tehillim explains on this pasuk, David was the shepherd of Yisrael, and who was David's shepherd? The answer is Hashem. In other words, David is the shepherd of Yisrael because he taught all of Am Yisrael how to pray for all generations. And why is Hashem David's shepherd? Because through personal prayer, a person develops an intimate connection with the Almighty. I want to end with a story I once heard about this parak. It goes like this. There was once an international Bible competition. People were tested in a public setting and asked to read different verses from Tanakh. For one part of the competition, a contestant was to read this parak out loud in front of the audience. So the person did. As soon as he finished reading it, there was an elderly man in the audience who interrupted and asked to come on stage to read this specific parak out loud. The audience was taken back, but given the elderly man's age and persistence, they let. When he reached the words, Gam ki elech begeitz amavis, lo irara ki ati madi, shiftecha mishantecha hima yirachamuni, though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, I fear no harm, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The entire audience was in tears crying. The contestant, who previously read the parak, asked the elderly man on stage, how come when I read it, no one cried, but when you read it, the whole room was filled with tears. The elderly man answered in a sincere tone, I survived World War II. I was zoche to personally know the shepherd David's talking about. May we all merit to know the shepherd of David HaMelech, to come close to God, the infinite source of all life. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.